It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 17th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is modicum, also pronounced modicum, and spelled M-O-D-I-C-U-M. Modicum is a noun that means a small portion, a limited quantity. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Guardian by Keith Stewart. When The Guardian ran my article on the Visual Perception and Attention Lab at Brunel University, London, and how it planned to investigate why some gamers invert their controls, I expected a modicum of interest among seasoned readers of the games section. What does the word modicum have to do with a toilet? It just so happens that modicum shares the same Latin parent as the word commode, which is a synonym of toilet. Modicum and commode ultimately derive from the Latin noun modus, which means measure. We borrowed the noun commode from the French, who also used the word as an adjective meaning suitable or convenient. Modicum, which, logically enough, refers to a small measure of something, has been a part of the English language since the 15th century. It descends from the Latin word modicus, meaning moderate, which is itself a descendant of the word modus. Modus really measures up as a Latin root. It also gave us mode, originally a kind of musical measure, and the words modal, model, modern, modify, and modulate. More distant relatives include the words meet, moderate, and modest. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.